Every 79 seconds, someone is a victim of identity theft. And for all of us who have credit cards or bank online, this alarming statistic from the Identity Theft Resource Center in California is a fairly frightening thought. Thankfully, our identity is more than a list of bank numbers, social security numbers, and data held online. It's who we are, our physical features, our personality, our relationship to others. We may be a child, a parent, neighbor, member of this church. Our relationships are an integral part of our identity. And we also look back to our ancestors, our heritage, anything that can give us a clue as to what makes us as we are. Relationships and identity come under the microscope in this account of Jesus in the desert. What does it mean to be the Son of God? Jesus has just been baptized in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit, as a dove, descended. He heard those words, "You are my beloved Son, whom I love. In you I am well pleased." And that same Spirit now leads Jesus into the Judean desert, the wilderness, a place of danger, temptation, also a place of solitude and revelation from God. I've been in the Judean desert as a tourist, and it's an inhospitable place. I was 22, and a friend and I had gone to see the ancient hill fortress Masada. We'd worked out how to get there, but we hadn't worked out how to get home again. And suddenly, everybody else seemed to have gone. And as the heat of the day gives way to the evening, the desert becomes a threatening place. Deathly quiet, miles of sand and scrubland as far as the eye can see, and even with a companion, I felt vulnerable. And then rescue came in the form of a rickety bus rumbling towards us through clouds of dust. Not so for Jesus, but then he's not on a sightseeing journey. He is there to pray and to fast and to discover the will of God, what he signed up for. We're told he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And for the Jewish listeners, that would be an instant link to the past, to Jesus' heritage. Noah, the rain fell 40 days and 40 nights. Moses, 40 days and 40 nights, fasting on the mountain. Elijah, fleeing for the same amount of time without food. Yes, 40 days and 40 nights, something really important and symbolic is happening here. And it's in the desert we discover and glimpse Jesus' humanity, because he is tested just like the rest of us. Not having eaten for nearly 6 weeks, he's challenged to meet his physical needs, hunger. He's then taunted about protection and security, and finally, power. And the devil, in his tempting, tries to undermine Jesus' relationship to his Father. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down and the angels will save you. And at the third temptation, where he is offered all power and dominion if he will worship the devil, Jesus affirms God as the only source of his identity. You must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. And it's at that point, affirming his identity, that Jesus is freed and the angels come and minister to him. And challenging and undermining Jesus' identity continues throughout his ministry, right up until the crowd shouts on Good Friday, "If you are the Christ, get down from the cross and save yourself." Without doubt, Jesus is as human and vulnerable to temptation as we all are. But unlike Jesus, we give in. And what is temptation but a subtle form of identity theft, chipping away at our relationship with God, a relationship that survives through the divine grace to be forgiven and to start again? I'm not sure if it reached the news here, but last year, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, found out for the first time that the man he had always regarded as his father was not actually his biological father. And in a written statement, he said with British understatement that it had come as quite a surprise. He wrote very movingly about this new situation. He acknowledged it was not unique, and it happens all the time. But he said, "I know that I find who I am in Jesus Christ, not in genetics, and my identity in him never changes." And as Christians, that identity is symbolized at our baptism, when the sign of the cross is made on our foreheads. We've just had Ash Wednesday, where there was again the opportunity to have the sign of the cross in ashes on our foreheads, a sign of our identity. And in the English social media, there was a discussion as to how long you would be brave enough through the day to wear those ashes. And the discussion centered on one of these Scottish members of parliament. And she wore those ashes right through the day and through all the government business that she carried out. Quite a statement about her identity. In Lent, we have 40 days. People often give things up for Lent. This Lent, maybe give up some time just to pray and to ponder what that identity in Christ means to us. And are we ready to live up to it? Your country and mine are going through turbulent times, and a lot of that is about identity. Who we are as Americans, as British, as Europeans. But what seems most prevalent is this underlying culture of fear and anxiety. If we can affirm and trust the identity we have in Christ, if we can be strong in that, then we are free. Free to engage with others who are different, who have different ideas, culture, faith, to be outward looking rather than fearful, because we are secure in who we are and who Christ is. That period in the desert for Jesus affirmed for him his identity. Let us affirm that for ourselves trusting in the eternal love of God. Amen.